This is Rodney Richardson with the Richmond Police Department, Assistant Chief of Police. Our whole department will be out in full force. Some of the things we're trying to work on right now is traffic congestion and foot traffic for people and pedestrians. EKU has not released any authorized camping or anything like that, and they've actually got a website up right now that I think we might have talked about earlier, eku.edu/rally. We don't want anybody to get injured, so we would ask that they stay back at least 500 feet away from the roadway. That way, it's clear, and if a traffic accident occurs, we'll be prepared for it.
My name is Doug, and I'm a merchandise vendor for Donald Trump. We go around the United States following what we call the Trump train, and 90% chance if he's doing a rally in your city, we'll be there. I respect the fact that he's a very shoot from the hip person. I support the fact that unemployment is at an all-time low, the lowest it's been in 40 years. He's reinstated 500,000 American jobs. He's reopened coal mines that were closed down during the Barack Obama administration, and he's given jobs back to a lot of my family members who are in West Virginia and Ohio.
My name is Diamond Harrison. I'm the president of Minority Collegiate Connections. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. And as far as Trump coming to EKU, I don't agree with it. I think on the university's behalf, it was a bad decision to let him come, especially for the minority population. A lot of us are going to feel uncomfortable.
Chase Robinson, I'm from Richmond, Kentucky.
And what do you think?
I think it's awesome. I think it's a cool experience. We've never had one before, like a president. Either you support him or you don't, but I think it's amazing either way.
My name's Shelby, and I'm from Danville, and I saw him at the inauguration, so I'm kind of excited to see him again. I have a shirt and a hat.
So are you a big Trump backer?
Yeah, I feel like if I didn't say that, my dad would probably kill me.
I'm Jericho Puckett, and I'm from Estill County. There is always the worry of, like, student safety and all that, so we'll see how it all goes. I think it's an interesting thing, and it'll be a cool story in 70 years to tell my grandkids.
My name is Mindy Goble. I am president and CEO of the Richmond Chamber of Commerce. Well, we know that with the president of the United States coming to Richmond, we can guarantee that the gas stations, the hotels, and the restaurants will be flooded with a good amount of business. I'm certain there are no vacancies in any of our hotels, probably within a 30-mile radius. I would say Lexington and Berea are full on the interstate. So there is no class as a chamber director that prepares you for the president of the United States coming to your town. This is just something that happens, and if you're lucky, you get to be a part of it.